Veerappan kidnaps H. Nagappa, a former minister in Karnataka state government. India's most wanted bandit, Kose Muniswami Veerappan and his gang today abducted H. Nagappa, a former minister in Karnataka state government, from Kamagiri village, some 180 kilometers from state capital Bangalore. A police constable guarding the politician was also abducted. Veerappan, regarded by locals as a modern-day Robin Hood, is accused of 120 murders, the killing of over 2,000 elephants for their tusks, and smuggling of ivory and sandalwood worth millions of dollars. Karnataka Minister of Information Kagodo Thimappa told ANI that Veerappan had also sent an audio tape to Karnataka police.
The information available to me as an information minister, just only discussing. As per the information, he left a cassette. That cassette is now collected by our DG and even Srinivasalu is a special officer. I think they are coming by evening. And some dharna is going on in front of the police station.
Whereas Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha blamed the sudden transfer of a senior Karnataka Special Task Force official for Forest Brigand's latest kidnap.
Recently, Mr. Nedumaran and his associates went and met the Karnataka Chief Minister, and in addition, there was a delegation of journalists headed by Mr. N. Ram, who also called on the Karnataka Chief Minister, Mr. S. M. Krishna. I do not know what exactly they said to the Karnataka Chief Minister, but apparently they managed to persuade him and bring him round to their way of thinking. So immediately after these delegations met the Karnataka Chief Minister, Mr. Kempaya was transferred all of a sudden, and the post was downgraded, and the DIG was put in charge of the STF in Karnataka. After Mr. Kempaya was removed from the STF in Karnataka, Veerappan gained strength and courage, and that is what has led to this latest outrage.
Veerappan, famous for his long twirling moustache and green military camouflage, hit the headlines 2 years ago when he held South movie icon Raj Kumar hostage for 108 days. Ashima Sharda, ANI.